Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Here's your guest roster for today. Dylan Strome from the Washington Capitals. He'll be on the show at 8:45 as they prep for the BGOTY. That's the biggest game of the year as the Penguins are in town and the Caps are trying to make that playoff push. Dylan Strome will join us at 8:45. And Ryan O'Halloran, sports writer and columnist for the Buffalo News, he will join us at 9 o'clock. We will go deep inside the trade that sends Stephon Diggs away from the Buffalo Bills to the Houston Texans. We'll get into that also in the Junk's sports page. Brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep has all of your energy and performance needs covered. Get some now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
Yeah, so Diggs is gone. He's down to Houston for a 2025 second rounder.
A couple other picks too, right?
Yeah, Buffalo sent like a fifth and a sixth rounder in return.
That was the big one. He led the NFL in catches during his 4 years with Buffalo at 445. Mm-hmm. Four more than Davante Adams, but he's gone.
He's gone.
And, you know, there were rumblings he wasn't happy and he was missing practices earlier in the year. And obviously McDermott wasn't very happy with him. And
he was tweeting the night before.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knew it was happening.
Controversial stuff. I mean, it wasn't that bad, but I want to say the tweet was something to the effect of, it was almost like a really, because somebody said that Josh Allen was more important to receivers than receivers were to Josh Allen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said, are you sure?
He said, are you sure? Yeah.
I love me some Stephon Diggs. He's local. He a Terp. Love him. But I think teams, they get sick of him after. The pattern seems to be, he's there for a few years, wears out his welcome, and then teams are like, we're ready to stop dealing with Stephon Diggs.
Yeah. He's high maintenance.
Yeah,
he's high maintenance, but his defenders will say that's because he's a freaking competitor and he wants to win more than anybody on the team.
And I started this by saying I love the guy. I love watching him play. I'm just saying if you're like a GM and if you're his quarterback, you might not love him as much.
How many times have you seen him come off the field into the sideline and he's yelling at players and coaches? Yeah, he's a fiery guy.
Yeah, I mean, Brady's the same way, though, so his defenders will say that, right?
Yeah.
But here's the question, and I don't know the answer to it. How is he when they're winning but he's not involved?
Not sure. All I know is like,
that was a huge thing because before week eight, I think he was on pace to have a record season this past season, but Buffalo was kind of mediocre. They weren't winning. And then they fired Ken Dorsey, their offensive coordinator.
And Joe Brady takes over.
Then he takes over. Yeah. And then Diggs kind of gets not phased out, but he's just not
marginalized.
Marginalized. Yeah. That's a great word.
His role
to describe
wasn't nearly
it.
As big.
It's not as big.
So
it wasn't
he was
as productive.
Complaining even after wins.
So he was during that stretch in which Buffalo was making their playoff push and winning the division, he was upset with his use.
He had five 100-yard games in the first six. Didn't have any after that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so he tailed off, and in the playoffs, against Kansas City, they lost 27-24. He had three catches for 21 yards.
I think that's
yards.
Very telling because I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. But if your team's winning and you're bitching, not
that,
a good
that
look.
Was one of the stories midway through the year was the fact that you know he wasn't happy that he wasn't putting numbers up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so
then it might be time to go.
Yeah. Oh, and it was.
So Josh Allen now is looking around like, all right, Gabe Davis is gone. He signed with Jacksonville, trading away Stephon Diggs. Like, what's happening here?
Curtis Samuel
is there.
He doesn't have anything.
There's not a lot there.
They've got, well, the
Dalton
draft
Kincaid
one.
Dalton is a good tight end, but he's young.
Right,
second year guy.
Right now, their top three receivers are Samuel, Mac Hollins, and Khalil Shakir.
Yeah. But this happens when you have a quarterback sign these monster contracts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Your team has to make choices. Now, the Bills, they ended up moving on from seven or eight veterans mm-hmm. who were starters, contributors, really good players on the team on both offense and defense. You have to be able to overcome it. Mahomes lost Tyreek Hill, was able to overcome it.
Yeah.
So we'll see what Josh Allen can do.
This move is, in terms of the cap, is going to count almost $32 million in a dead money cap. Mm-hmm. Situation for Buffalo.
And he would have
this year.
Diggs would have counted $27 million against the cap if he were still on the roster.
Correct.
This upcoming season.
Yeah.
So in effect, they're taking an extra $4 million cap hit.
They are
to send him bye bye.
Well, the other side of the story is the Houston Texans.
Right.
Yes.
The Houston Texans are loading up,
mm-hmm.
and if CJ Stroud can have a sophomore season, a second season like he did as a rookie mm-hmm. with the weapons they have. They've added at running back, Joe Mixon. Mm-hmm. They've added now Stephon Diggs to two receivers who are up and coming. Got a good tight end.
They've got remarkable depth 1 through 3 at wideout.
I heard one NFL analyst said he believes the Texans are the biggest threat to the Kansas City Chiefs now, vaulting them over the Ravens.
Sounds pretty accurate. If Diggs, you know, if Diggs assimilates and isn't a nightmare for CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
Valdez, what were you going to say on this? Do you remember?
Oh, I was just going to talk about the cap hit, but we moved on.
Yeah. They might have the best receiving core right now in the AFC.
Yeah, Diggs is the one. Nico
I mean, Miami's
Collins,
obviously up there.
Nico
but
Collins had a stud year.
Yeah.
It's a matter of can Tank Dell bounce
Stay
back
healthy,
from his injury.
Right.
And yeah, they're
so that's
a
big deal.
A good squad.
It's a big deal.
CJ Stroud's going to have some weapons. I did see one of these analysts who we have on the show all the time. I can't remember if it was Eric Eager or one of the other PFF guys. He had a graph of all the quarterbacks and their EPA, which is expected play average, I believe, and which guys really benefited from luck, meaning mm-hmm. interceptions dropped, mm-hmm. catches that are not necessarily expected, and CJ Stroud was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say he's not good, but said that he really had a lucky first year.
It's funny that you say that. Remember that was part of my argument with Heineke. The one year that Heineke went nutty, he had more like dropped interceptions and all, you know, more terrible throws and somehow he's
got away with
touchdowns.
Sure,
yeah,
he got away with things.
I wonder how CJ is going to do. I'm not a hater of CJ. I think he seems like a great guy. I like CJ Stroud, but I'm not sure he's the best quarterback in the last 50 years. And that's how he played last year, you know, as a rookie. At that level, at that stage in your career.
But I do
career.
Like the team approach where they feel like
they're giving
we're,
him a
we're
lot
close
of,
and we're going to add another weapon to our young quarterback to help him improve.
But even Jalen Hurts, who we all thought was like a top three quarterback a year ago, now he has a down year. Now everyone's kind of like, I don't know, he's maybe in that second tier.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then if he has another good year, they'll say, we're wrong. He's back at the top.
So, I mean, we're all
we just react.
Captured in the moment, but let's see how C.J. Stroud's second year goes. It's going to be very difficult to duplicate. It's just kind of like it was a no-brainer when you knew that the West Virginia guy in Seattle, you knew he was going to come back.
Smith.
You knew he was going to come back to Earth. Yeah.
But adding Mixon and adding Diggs certainly will help. Takes a lot
so
more pressure.
Maybe that'll
off of him.
Really help.
Yeah, we'll see.
No, they're going to be a threat.
They are going to be a threat.
And if you look at what they've done, just total roster overhaul here in the last 2 years, it's impressive. I don't know if they take a leap over the Ravens. This NFL analyst said that. I mean, the Ravens out of Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a nice
That's a big deal. It's a big deal, yeah. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. All right. Still lots to get through. The Chiefs wide receiver, Rashee Rice, we've been talking about him all week. He apparently met with the Dallas police and said he takes full responsibility for the crash.
He issued the weakest. I hope he did better than that, because it was just some lawyerly statement.
Yeah.
It was the worst I've ever seen.
I guess the story is he finally met with the cops.
That should not fly. He needs a real mea culpa. He needs a press conference or something, and you need to see some tears, and you need to see some real remorse. That statement sucked.
Yeah, doubt you'll see that.
That actually infuriated me when I saw it. You think you're going to get away that? Like, yeah, I met with the police. I take full responsibility.
Just blows it off.
Yeah, are you kidding? That is not sufficient.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I don't think he's been charged with anything yet.
Not yet.
But it's coming.
Lawyers working his magic. So
that's
we'll
coming.
See what they
I saw Patrick Mahomes throwing balls to Hollywood Brown.
And then the NFL has to come down hard on him.
Yeah.
Sorry, it just
I
does.
I think so, yeah.
What about the rugby guy? Was he throwing any balls to the rugby guy?
I don't care
about
the rugby guy.
I'm fascinated by him.
He's not going to be
a fantasy
football factor.
The Jared guy, right? And he got in trouble for like raping a chick or something years later.
I tend not to buy into the experimental rugby guys, and also the, hey, this guy played overseas and we're going to develop him into an NFL fill in the blank.
It's not that easy.
Running back or wide receiver or tight end. No. Generally doesn't work.
So generally,
I tend to just ignore those guys.
I think it could work for the punters.
Special teamers? Yeah. Perhaps. Mm-hmm. But like making an impact on offense,
Dude,
I don't
did you
really
guys,
see it.
All right. Yeah, I know you guys didn't do it. I told you I like, for some reason, I just like football, I guess, professionally, like minor league football. Did you watch any UFL?
No.
Did not.
Okay. So I watched a little bit of this. Listen, I'm not claiming that I'm some huge super fan. I'm not. Because I don't even know the two teams that were playing. But one of the kickers, mm-hmm. okay, had never kicked a professional field goal before.
That was the guy from the YouTuber.
Possibly.
Destroying?
I know he played in college, and I'm sure that's how he got famous, is on YouTube. His first professional kick mm-hmm. was like a 60-plus yarder to send to either win the game or to send it into overtime. He didn't even kick in college. He didn't kick a college. He played soccer.
Because he was making too much money on YouTube and they wouldn't let him.
I understand. But still, to actually be able to do it. What are you saying, Drab?
I think that you guys are talking about two different kickers.
Well, I think the 63-yarder was a different guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It was a white guy.
Destroying
his African-American 63-yard field goal. His first professional kick. Game on. Somehow I just stumbled. You know I love kickers.
You do love kickers.
Like, this is his first professional kick with a game on the line. And, you know, I think he graduated a couple years ago.
Was it Jake Bates?
I think might have been.
Yeah, Bates is the one that hit the
so he's the one. Guy's got to get a look at the next level.
So the NFL's, I think the NFL's already contacted him.
They have to.
I'm sure.
Game on the line, he pured it. And by the way, they tried to ice him right before. He pured that one too.
He's a Michigan Panther. I used to root for Anthony Carter.
Now, I'm sure I don't have all the details of his life correct, but I thought I heard them say he played soccer, and then he did something else. And
said he hadn't attempted a field goal since high school.
Yeah, right. Right.
But
went to Arkansas.
So as a professional, you know, I mean, never played college football.
No, that's amazing. Like,
he'll get an opportunity.
If you haven't kicked a field goal since high school. And then you have a 60-plus yarder on the line.
With the game on the line.
Yeah, but
nail it? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, but he was in training camp with the Texans and didn't make the team 2 years ago.
Right. No, he has chops, obviously.
Still, yeah.
But he, it takes kickers a few years, oftentimes, to kind of get going. I'm a Jake Bates guy now.
Well, the guy destroying, I guess, played a little at UCF and then wasn't allowed to finish his career because he was making all the money on YouTube.
His YouTube name is Destroying.
Yes.
Well, there's a lot of YouTube
you guys.
Guys.
You sleep on Destroying and how famous he is.
I do sleep on that person.
Well, he has 6 million YouTube followers, and he goes from city to city, and the high schools and small colleges are packed with kids doing they do one-on-one stuff. It's like all day festival thing. It's
what does
huge.
He do? And he does kicking.
I'm officially doing this on him.
No, he's a kicker, but he does sometimes he'll line up his corner.
Yeah, he does. He's a kicker by trade, but he's more of like a host of these things. And he's just famous, and they do like corner wide receiver drills.
He'll challenge, you know, Tyreek Hill or whatever. He's got almost 5 million
content.
Followers
what's
on TikTok.
Destroying.
Is it on Instagram? I'm not a TikTok
YouTube.
Guy.
So his real name is Donald De La Haye.
Yes.
I'm going to see
Costa Rican.
I guarantee he has an Instagram. It may not be popular, but he's got to have one.
I'm sure he does.
Donald D. How do you say it?
Yeah, he's got 3 million Instagram followers as well.
D-E, like De La Hoya, except it's
okay,
H-A-Y-E.
Donald De La Haye. He doesn't have a blue check. Even EB has a blue check.
Yeah.
No, this is this is a photographer.
Different person.
Guy. Yeah, this different guy.
Just type in Destroying.
With an extra E.
With an extra E.
D-E.
There you go. Destroying. There's your kicking segment for the show.
All right.
Hold on. Help you during the break. You know what? It's news to me that is a real person.
Real quick. Caps, huge game tonight. Pens in town. 7:05, 7 o'clock?
Probably 7 p.m. puck drop.
All right.
I'd have to double check
that,
but that's usually the case.
Wizards lost to the Lakers last night. Not that anybody cares, but Davis had 19 points in the first quarter, I think.
Johnny Davis?
Anthony Davis.
Oh, I was going to say, this is what Johnny Davis does.
I was testing you there.
You were teeing me up there.
Yeah.
Come on, Cakes. I thought you were a Wizards fan.
No, but this is kind of what Johnny Davis does, is he kind of flashes with like 10 games to go.
No, it was Anthony Davis.
I understand, yeah. But I think he did have a good game the other day, actually.
Let me see if he
within the last two
night.
Or three games, I think he's had a decent game.
He's got an ankle sprain, so he didn't flash last night.
The guy who I've been watching.
But like within the last two or three, look it up.
Yeah.
The guy I've been watching, and I put a tweet, I think, on my account, is Vukcevic. I'm a little intrigued by him because he's a 7-footer. He's got range.
He
put up 15 last night.
You love the Euros. You're infatuated
with
the Euros.
Yeah,
guess what? The Euros are the best players in the NBA right now.
I understand, but you love you some Euros.
All right.
Jokic, Doncic, Giannis.
I'm
just saying he's a good player.
Sure.
Of course.
Deep down,
he's
hoping he's another.
He wants to meet another Luka.
Well, Luka or the other guy. The other guy from.
Dirk. He wants to meet the next Dirk.
Yeah, for some reason, I can't remember anyone's name today.
But the story of the night is Malachi Flynn, who I think went to San Diego State, and I'm not sure where he was drafted. But anyway, he's averaging 5.8 points per game.
He was a late first round pick number 29.
Okay, how many points is he averaging?
5.3.
Right, he had 50 last night.
They did lose.
You know what?
They lost to Mike Bray and the Atlanta Hawks.
No disrespect to Malachi Flynn. I'm sure he's a very good player.
I'm going to text Mike
today.
The
fact that he had 50 points in an NBA game, and I understand it's never been easier to score 50, completely devalues 50 points as a huge benchmark.
Oh, okay. No.
I thought years ago.
It was devalued when Tracy Murray did it.
I thought when Tracy Murray did it, like that soiled it. This one really does. If you average 5 points a game and you 10X your output, it's disrespectful to 50 points.
Yeah, well,
in my opinion.
One of those nights where you go, what? First of all, who's Malachi Flynn? And then number two is, how does he score 50 when he's averaging 45 points below that?
Hey, back to Vukcevic.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it's only two games.
I'm not.
And it's not like
you
put up a ton of numbers. He's 21. He's a 7-footer.
Mm-hmm.
But he went 3-for-6 from the 3-point line last night.
Mm-hmm.
Now 1-for-6 the game before. But in his last two games, he's put up 14 and 15. When has Johnny Davis done that?
Probably never.
No, he has. Well, maybe not back to back, but he's had games before where he's had in the teens. Last year, he did it down the stretch.
Is that a Tommy Shepard leftover draft pick doing some work?
Hey, what's his first name? Vukcevic.
Tristan.
Okay. Tristan. There you go.
I'm gonna say maybe he's gonna be my new guy.
I think this was like the 7th game he's played for Washington, something like that.
Well, I could tell you this year. Johnny Davis this year.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill friendly meats like organic air chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
I think his high is 13 in the preseason.
Are you sure of that?
This season.
Yeah,
man. I mean, I'm just.
What was the good game?
I thought he had a good game within the last three or four. Maybe it was a half.
Well, 10 points is a good game for him.
Yeah. In the month of April, he had one game where he scored 8.
Mm-hmm.
He averaged 3.3 points per game in April.
It's not going to work out.
Well, April,
it was a botched draft pick.
You mean right now, or are you talking about last year?
Yeah, they botched it.
It was a bad draft pick by an old regime.
Yeah. It's over.
Like, it happens.
You get over it.
Yeah.
Let's stop talking about Johnny.
I feel bad. Year. Like we're just kicking the guy when he's down. Like we're just kicking a dead horse.
So should we just maybe never talk about him ever?
Yeah,
again?
Yeah. Because
I just feel bad for the guy.
He's not a piece to the puzzle.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
By the way, real quick, Orioles come back, win, scored 2 in the 8th, 2 in the 9th, to beat the Royals 4-3. McCann had a big night, their catcher, including a single to win it in 9th walk-off. There was all kinds of rain delays. Well, how many hours was the rain delay in Baltimore last night?
I think it was
four?
Five total hours.
Oh, my God.
Valdez, I saw you tweeting. You're one of those guys. You want the prospects to come up, right?
We have to break. It's a long discussion.
The prospects had scored 26 runs last night.
It's a long discussion to have. The team itself in the majors, the Hayes, Mullins, Urias, O'Hearn, they're just not producing.
They got a lot complaining about.
What?
That was the platoon you were complaining about. I think I saw you tweet about it.
Yeah. They're just awful. And I don't know what Hyde's doing putting Jorge Mateo in center field. I don't know what's
going
on. You
have a lot of questions.
Meanwhile, the guys in the minors were very lucky
to win last night.
The guys in the minors.
But Kowser was playing center right. Kowser was playing center field too last night.
No, he got he pinch hit in the 8th.
Right.
He also had 2 hits the night before and then he got benched. He was the only. He had 2 of the team's 3 hits the night before. Then he got benched the next day.
Yeah, I don't know why they benched him.
Yeah, and then he pinch hit and got a hit.
Yeah, he's hitting 500.
When we come back, we'll talk some NFL. Can Dallas support a second NFL franchise? We'll give you the details on that next here on The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.